This is CPR News. I'm Mike Lamp. A racial equity study bill is nearing the end of its legislative journey at the Colorado Capitol. CPR's Benta Berkland has more.
The bill requires a comprehensive study on the ways slavery touched Colorado. It would chart the present-day impacts of racism in everything from health care and education to housing and policing. Representative Elizabeth Epps was the only House Democrat to vote against it.
I'm tired of auditioning for my humanity, and I don't want another bill that kicks the can and says maybe if we package the data up really good this time, they'll believe us.
Supporters say the trauma of racism is real, but many times not acknowledged. The study would include an economic analysis and a report for state lawmakers with recommendations. I'm Benta Berkland, CPR News.
Some people suffering from long COVID say they're frustrated that many pandemic restrictions have ended. John Zeisings lives in Salida and used to be a firefighter. His long COVID symptoms include brain fog and extreme exhaustion. He feels the public has left COVID long haulers behind.
We have healthcare professionals who have sworn to do no harm, and they will not wear masks.
More than 200,000 Coloradans are believed to have long COVID, and hundreds of thousands more may have had it and recovered. A teenager was rescued Sunday from an abandoned missile silo in Deer Springs, about 60 miles east of Denver. Arapahoe County officials say teenagers were exploring tunnels around the silo when one was seriously injured after falling more than 30 feet. The abandoned silo was once home to intercontinental ballistic missiles, according to Nine News. The missiles and facilities were decommissioned in the 1960s, but signs of the project remain. A new state tax credit for college tuition could be available to students beginning next year. A bill in the legislature covers 2 years of in-state tuition for families making less than $90,000. Students must be enrolled in a major for an industry in high workforce demand like computer science and healthcare. This is CPR News.